Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
So in Advent, as we prepare for the Lord, and you notice from the Gospel, we are still talking about the Second Coming. So there's this dual remembrance of the extraordinary comings of Christ. Actually, every time he comes, it's extraordinary, but for the purpose of what I'm going to talk about, extraordinary, and maybe I should use the word common or ordinary, that'll be the context. But we have the incarnation, extraordinary. God comes into human history as man. We have the second coming, where the old earth and the heaven and the earth is going to go. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Final judgment. The last souls in purgatory will go into heaven. Won't need purgatory after that. Heaven, hell, new heaven. New heaven, interesting. And new earth. But incarnation, first coming, second coming. These extraordinary and kind of formal events. But do we pay attention? Do we respect and revere what I will just use for the purpose of this, the ordinary, common comings of Christ? There he is in our Adoration Chapel 24/7. In a way, he has come and stayed. At Mass, the bread and wine will become the body and blood of Christ. He's coming at this Mass. Are you ready for him? And because you do it every week, what do we sometimes do with the ordinary and the common? Right? They lose their special quality because they're ordinary, because they're common. And we can kind of just, you know, do this type of thing. And that can also not just be exteriorly, but interiorly. Got to go to Mass today. What's behind that? It's kind of, something I do on Sunday. Something's not there, right? Even you recognize it when I'm doing it, with a little drama, right? You recognize it. Something's wrong there. He's not respectful or reverent. Where's his interior disposition to greet our Lord and Savior from last weekend? We just celebrated the King of the universe, and that's how I'm going to be? So if you see that going on in your soul, that you're just kind of here, or your spouse dragged you here again, right? Hey, I'm happy you're here, by the way. Right? We're all happy you're here. But what do we do in the spiritual life? Do we get complacent and sit there? Yeah, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not doing anything else. This is enough. Okay? In a sense, you might be true. That may be enough for now. But you're not supposed to just stay there. We're supposed to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Are you as perfect as God the Father in heaven? If you aren't, that means you have things to do. So we got a challenge to keep getting closer to him. Anyway, the common and the ordinary. What about between Sunday Masses, in your prayer? Are you asking that the Lord and his angels guide you? Or are you still listening to maybe the science, not picking on science teachers, but a little bit, because it can happen often. So their science teacher or your religion teacher, or maybe even a priest that talked to you in high school and said, the angel thing, you know, don't worry about that. You still listening to that voice? If you are, stop. And every day, start to ask the Lord and his angels to help you and guide you. To always want him on any given day, at any given time, to come into the moments of every day, at work, at home, when you're watching the kids, whatever. Jesus, come. Angels, come. Saints, come. Start doing that on ordinary and common days. And then you will see a change. I guarantee it. Let us ask the Lord, anticipate for the Lord's second coming, celebrate on Christmas His Nativity, but also let us ask Him to come to our ordinary, everyday lives.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.